Special attention has been focused on the health of two Democrats running for president, Senators John Kerry, who recently had prostate surgery, and Bob Graham, who's recovering from a heart bypass operation. NPR's Mara Liasson reports that over the years, there's been a noticeable change in how forthcoming presidential candidates have been and should be about their health problems.
Last month, John Kerry faced what his advisors called the first major test of his campaign. He stood alone in front of a group of reporters the day before his surgery and answered questions about his health for 20 minutes.
It may sound strange to some of you, but I really feel very lucky. And the reason I feel lucky is that I'm going to be cured.
Kerry followed all the rules for politicians who find themselves in this situation. He appeared upbeat, vigorous, and very optimistic. But still, Kerry couldn't avoid the question that always seems to accompany any disclosure of illness. Had he been open enough? 10 days earlier, a reporter for the Boston Globe noticed Kerry had lost weight and asked him if he had a health problem. At the time, Kerry said no because, as he explained later, he had not yet disclosed the diagnosis to his entire family. Another Democratic contender will go through the same ritual soon. Senator Bob Graham is currently recovering from a double bypass and heart valve replacement. Graham has already filed the necessary papers to start his campaign, and pending his doctor's approval, he will make a formal announcement next month. Candidates' discussions of their health problems are becoming more frequent, even commonplace events. But it wasn't always the case. Historian Robert Dalek, who's written a new book on President John F. Kennedy, had access to previously undisclosed information about the extent of Kennedy's illnesses and the extent to which he covered them up. Dalek says Kennedy had a potentially fatal adrenal condition known as Addison's disease, in addition to colitis, urethritis, prostatitis, and depression.
Long before he was a candidate, he was struggling with all these problems. And in fact, between 1955 and 1957, what was unknown to the public was that he had been hospitalized 9 times for these various ailments. And so he, the family, his doctors hid these difficulties because what he understood, and I think quite accurately, was that if he told the public or revealed how many medical problems he had, he never would have been elected.
Today, Dalek says that simply couldn't happen because candor is considered a more important quality than perfect health for presidential candidates.
They understand that the press is so attentive, the media are so aggressive about ferreting out the private lives of politicians and especially presidential candidates, that if they try to hide their difficulties and then they're found out, it would be ruinous to them.
Kennedy's illnesses were varied and serious. But in modern presidential politics, even non-life-threatening conditions have to be disclosed. During the 2000 campaign, Bill Bradley revealed he had had a series of episodes of atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat.
It has absolutely no impact on the race or my capacity to have a schedule or my intensity of campaigning.
Bradley today apparently has a healthy life. That was not the case with Democratic candidate Paul Tsongas, who said during the 92 campaign that he had completely recovered from a form of cancer known as non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
I went through the bone marrow transplant over 5 years ago, and 5 years is the standard definition of cure. But the fact is, I've been out there for almost 9 months, much longer than anybody else, and it has not affected my capacity to campaign.
A month after the 92 election, Tsongas' cancer recurred. He died in 1997, although Tsongas always denied that there were any signs of that recurrence while he was running. Eric Hauser, who was Bradley's campaign spokesman in 2000, says handling health problems is a huge challenge for a candidate.
Never forget the personal dimension of this. I mean, most candidates that have something serious health-wise have two or three things going on in their heads that no one really is aware of. One is their own mortality. The other is their family. And the third is this is a threat to something they've wanted usually all their lives. So there's that tension between what everyone now says, get it out there, be clear about it, get it out of the way, with those nagging doubts of if I can just not have it out there at all, I'm better off all along.
Although illness can present an excruciating political problem for a candidate, Hauser says some things have changed for the better. Medicine has made strides, and so has the public's understanding of illness.
Americans accept conditions more than they used to. It's not just that we can take medications for them. It's that you know an uncle that has heart disease. You know your sister-in-law has cancer. However, when you finally walk into the ballot box and you think, the leader of the free world in my life, that's a different story.
Although it's impossible to tell exactly how health problems affect voters' reactions, most analysts predict that John Kerry's prostate cancer, for example, will not hurt him politically. And most analysts agree that voters are sympathetic to Kerry's decision not to talk about the disease until he'd told his family. The public has been through this before. Many prominent Americans have had prostate cancer, and Kerry's doctors say he has a 95% chance of a complete recovery. While Bob Graham's heart problems are potentially more serious, he too is not blazing a trail. The country has experience with a sitting vice president with chronic heart disease, and Dick Cheney has said that as long as the president wants him and his health is good, he will be on the ticket again in 2004. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.